The Silver Donkey, written by Sonia Hartnett and read by Richard Aspel. That evening, the soldier heard a familiar whistle and looked up through the trees. It had been a long and strange day for him. He had kept the silver donkey hidden in his hand. Holding it made him feel protected while he thought back on the war. Having its small weight in his palm made him feel less alone. Something else had happened. His sight had returned. It was only very slightly restored. He still saw a blotted whiteness everywhere. But within the whiteness, he could now see frail silhouettes. He could see the outlines of branches and leaves shifting against the sky. Pascal's whistle was accompanied by four slender, indistinct shapes, which walked within the whiteness like angels inside clouds. The soldier heard rough laughter and words spoken in a voice he didn't know.
Ah, said the voice. Donc vous n'êtes pas l'invention du garçon.
The soldier's heart quickened with anxiety. A stranger in the forest made him feel very nervous. He smiled bravely, however. Yes, I am real. Pascal did not invent me.
Bonjour, Lieutenant, said the stranger. My name is Fabrice. I am proud and honored to meet you. I am an old friend of Coco, Marcel, and Pascal. They think I can be of assistance to you.
Monsieur Lieutenant,
piped up Coco.
I am here.
She did not want him thinking he was alone with somebody he didn't know.
I am here too, said Pascal quickly.
And me,
said Marcel.
We're sorry we couldn't come sooner. Papa made us help him wash out the dairy, and Fabrice could not come here until he had finished work. I know you must be hungry. We've brought you some food. It isn't much, I'm afraid. There's olives and two boiled eggs and a jug of milk from the dairy.
And I have brought a bottle of beer, added Fabrice. I thought that if you were imaginary, I could always drink it myself.
The children sat down around the soldier. Fabrice leaned against a tree. The soldier's eyesight was not repaired enough to see that Fabrice, although a young man, had the weak, bent legs of an old man. When he was a boy, Fabrice had contracted polio. The muscles in his leg had been damaged and wasted away. Walking with the children across the fields and through the forest had left him fatigued, though he would never say so. Marcel peeled the eggs and gave them to the soldier. He could not hold the eggs and the silver donkey at the same time. Coco, he said. Coco's hand flashed out. The silver donkey jumped onto her palm. It ran around in circles, braying and kicked its matchstick legs. Coco saw herself shrunk tiny, riding on its back. The tiny girl and the little donkey cantered over the hills, past tawny cows and quacking ducks, and Mama, who was astonished, and Papa, who was amazed. Clutching handfuls of tousled coat, Coco let the donkey run far and fast as he could.